Everybody, my name is Sigflup. Sigflup's in a slobble, that is. Welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about encrypting all your stuff with Blowfish, which is fun. This is going to be the easy way to do it. I've been doing this for a while. I've been sitting here, like, in my place, wondering what to do, kind of bored, don't feel like doing anything productive, and so I thought I should do something productive, just to force myself to do something productive, and like, well, let's make a radio show, and so I poked around my computer, like, what could we do, and then I noticed all these files that ended with .bf. I tend to encrypt these files, and I always end them with .bf, and those are the files that I encrypt, just .bf. .blowfish, and I could do that. I could talk about that. So this is what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about encrypting your stuff with Blowfish. Blowfish being a cipher. It's going to be real simple. It's going to be simple as hell. So this is what you do. If you want to encrypt a file, you type OpenSSL. You have it. You probably have OpenSSL. If your computer can generate SSH keys, you probably have it. So, I'm willing to bet you have it. If you just type OpenSSL, I'm willing to bet that you have it. Type OpenSSL space BF space dash E, and then encrypt stuff. Simple as that. You type that in and you enter in a key, and it takes the standard input and encrypts it to the standard output. So you pipe it in a file and pipe it out to another file, and there you go. It's simple as that. Now to decrypt, you change it to OpenSSL space BF space dash D, and then you type in your key, and that decrypts it. So simple as that. Put those in the show notes, and I usually use it to encrypt movie files. Because I'm just a bit paranoid about people seeing movies on my computer going, oh, well, where'd you get all these movies? So I tend to obfuscate the names and encrypt them. And so it's just a matter of decrypting them. You can decrypt them you can just decrypt it to standard out. So you can decrypt it to an mplayer instance, which is nice, which is what I like to do. Yeah, there you go. OpenSSL. You can do a lot more stuff with OpenSSL, like create SSL certs, for instance. That was my first encounter with OpenSSL. You can do just all sorts of things. There's probably a man page for it. So have fun with it. And take care, everyone. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.